Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Creative Business Coach Amy Zelmer on Blog Talk Radio. It's your weekly dose of inspiration for the creative entrepreneur.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Amy Zelmer, and I am a creative business coach and a professional photographer, and I'm also the founder of My Creative Biz Coach. And I'm your host for today's show, and my goal is to help inspire you to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. If you haven't already done so, you will want to visit my website, mycreativebizcoach.com, and sign up to receive your free success toolkit, 3 simple strategies to supercharge your success. This is a short podcast and a worksheet to help you work through these 3 simple strategies that are holding you back and help you achieve more success in your business. We are all capable of having as much success as we want, but it is up to you to supercharge it. I want to take just a quick moment to mention that last week I held my Prosper 15 virtual summit, and it was absolutely amazing. We had 20 different presenters, and each hour was just jam-packed full of amazing content and education. And if you did happen to miss out on that, maybe you weren't able to attend, the dates didn't work out, whatever it might be, you can still purchase all 20 recordings for just $39 by visiting theprospersummit.com. And in addition to the recordings, you'll also get each of the speakers' free bonus gifts that they created for the summit. And there's also some discounted offers to work with some of the speakers as well. So head on over to theprospersummit.com and check that out. You can also register to be notified of our next upcoming summit, which I'm looking at putting together a summer school summit. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that coming up. During the live show or even after the show, if you have any questions for me, you can tweet me at Amy Zelmer on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook, My Creative Biz Coach, and I'm on Instagram as well as Amy Zelmer, and I would love to connect with you all on each of those platforms. And today's show is all about 5 habits that are holding you back from success. And, you know, we all have bad habits, and we're either aware of them or we're not aware of them. But I think as I go through these 5 habits, I think you might start to see some things that maybe you are doing to sabotage your success. And it's really important once we realize these bad habits that we're doing, what we need to do in order to get rid of these bad habits. They're essentially simple, but at the same time, they're very complex. So I hope that I can give you some insight today and help you work through some of these issues. Most of our habits come from fear, whether it's a fear of success, it's a fear of failure, a fear of money. You know, we all have areas that we have fear. And both in our personal and in our business life. And we're self-sabotaging ourselves unknowingly. And it's time to learn ways to change these into positive and healthier attributes. So I'm going to go through, there's actually 6 habits. It's kind of 5 plus a bonus. So I'm going to go through these with you and explain what they are and how you can maybe work through them. So the first bad habit is analysis paralysis. Do you tend to overanalyze everything you do? This can really get you stuck and you start overthinking everything. And the key here is to just stop thinking and start moving. This can also be overwhelm, You're just overanalyzing everything. You're not sure if it's the right thing to do. You get overwhelmed. You get burned out. And it's just a vicious cycle. So analysis paralysis can be, well, just like it says, it can be very paralyzing, and it's going to keep you stuck. And like I said, you know, you might be aware, like I might say some of these habits and they're totally going to resonate with you and be like, yep, that's me. And then other ones might be a little more subtle. You might be like, well, maybe. And then as you sit and ponder it, you might come to the realization that you really are doing and practicing that particular habit. So as I go through these, just kind of pay attention to what comes up for you and how you feel and if something resonates with you. So the first one was analysis paralysis. And like I said, just stop thinking and start moving. It is better to just do something than to do nothing, because you're never going to move forward if you don't take that first step. Number two is impatience. And this is my own personal weakness. This is a big one for me, and I have been working on it, and it's, you know, I've gotten a lot better, but there's still some room for improvement for me. Impatience causes us to screw up our dreams. Do you tend to react quickly instead of thinking it through? You know, I'm learning to sit on an idea for a few minutes or run it by somebody else before just jumping into it. If you're impatient, you have to learn that things take time. You know, it's like planting a seed and having to wait for that seed to grow into a plant. You know, we have to nurture it and love it. And I know I grow very impatient. It's like I come up with an idea and I want to implement it and do it and just launch and go for it. And in reality, I probably should take a little more time with it. You know, there's a fine line between being impatient and, you know, being a perfectionist, which we'll talk about in just a minute. So impatience, you know, like I said, that's my own personal weakness. And I really learned to just step away for a minute and not be reactive, take some time to mull things over and really decide, okay, I need a plan. How should I set up this plan to move forward with this particular product or this launch? And it's taken a lot of discipline, but I've noticed as I practice this that things become much better. The things that I launch are more successful. The products I put out, you know, have better written copy. So I encourage you, if impatience is one of your bad habits, just take some time to sit on things. Maybe find an accountability partner, somebody that that you can run things by and get a second opinion on before just running with your idea. Number three is attachment. And this one can cause suffocation and death of an idea. What happens is you get too attached to an idea and you aren't willing to move forward unless that particular idea is used. Even if you realize that it might not be a great idea. You know, maybe it's not the right product for you, but you've invested so much time and energy into creating it that you are attached to it. You feel like you absolutely have to use it, that if you scrap the idea, that would have just been a huge waste of your time. When in reality, you know, moving forward with it, you know it's just going to kind of bomb. It's not going to be successful. It's not going to do what you had hoped it would do. So attachment can be really, really detrimental. And you know, like I said, it can suffocate an idea and be the death of an idea. Number four is pursuing perfection. And I have to say, in working one-on-one with creative and entrepreneurs, this is the one that I see come up the most. How many of you are perfectionists? You won't let anyone help you with anything because you need to be in control of it. This leads to putting things off. You are too concerned about getting it perfect before you launch it that it either never launches or it takes forever to launch, and you are missing out on opportunities. And perfectionism is usually a fear of failure if you get it wrong. And, you know, getting things wrong is okay. You know, if it doesn't go as planned, you learn from that and you move on. It's not a failure unless you fail to learn from your mistake. So, you know, perfectionists are kind of that exact opposite of the impatient. So perfectionism definitely is not one of my bad habits. I can't quite relate to it the way I can relate to impatience. And it's probably vice versa if you're a perfectionist. You know, how many of you aren't willing to let somebody help you? You're like, oh, it's just quicker if I do it myself. Or, oh, you'll never be able to do it the way I want it done, so just let me do it. You know, you're not willing to take help. You're not willing to have people help you. You're not willing to launch your website until each page is absolutely perfect. When in reality, you're missing out on opportunities. Your website's not live. No one's finding you. No one can contact you. Where if you just got one page finished and put that page live so that at least you were visible and out there, you know, that would be so much better than holding everything back because it all has to be perfect. You know, this could be a product launch. You know, you're not willing to start launching that product until every teeny tiny little thing is in place. And, you know, sometimes the best way to launch a product is to say, hey, in 6 weeks, this class, this product, it's going to launch. And now you have 6 weeks to get that done. I know that that has been, it's been a really great way for some of my clients to work through this bad habit. But at the same time, it gives them a lot of anxiety because they're like, no, it must be perfect. I can't do perfect in 6 weeks. But in reality, you really can. It's putting your mind to it. It's giving up some of that control. Number 5 is doubting the universe. When we doubt that we can have exactly what we want, we start comparing ourselves to others, which causes jealousy, resentment. It can cause us to become stagnant. We feel sorry for ourselves. So we just need to trust in the universe completely and believe in yourself. This is a big one for me, self-confidence. You truly have to believe in yourself and your offerings before anybody else can believe in you. Because if you don't believe in yourself, why the heck should somebody else? Why should a potential client believe in you? You know, and I know that this can be kind of scary for some people. You know, that whole self-confidence thing is hard. And I get that. But it is something that you can overcome. And you really can kind of fake it till you make it with self-confidence. If you can at least put on a front that you believe in what you do and stand behind you and your products, then people will come forward and flock to you. But if you're putting a vibe out there that says, I'm not really sure of this, I'm not really sure of what I'm doing, people are going to pick up on that. So trust in the universe and trust in yourself. Believe in yourself. And then that kind of ties into my bonus number 6, which is negative self-talk. Negative self-talk leads to all of the above 5 that we just, and it can be seriously damaging. So I want you to really pay attention to the words that you use and your self-confidence, especially in front of a client or potential client. You need to start embracing who you are and love yourself deeply and completely. No one else can love you and your work unless you love yourself first. And like I said, this is a huge message for me that I try and get across to all my clients that I work with, because almost everything comes down to negative self-talk, self-doubt, poor self-confidence. I mean, everything comes down to those simple things. And once we can understand that that's what we're doing and that's how we're damaging ourselves and that's how we're sabotaging our success and holding ourselves back, man, it's empowering to see how far you can soar once you get past these things. You know, we need to understand that in order to move forward, improve our skills, and become a better professional and business owner is a result of making mistakes and learning from them. don't beat yourself up if you realize that you are doing several of these bad habits. You know, the first step forward is acknowledging that you need to make some changes. All of us find ourselves in at least probably two of these categories. It's totally normal. And taking baby steps toward change is going to help you feel less overwhelmed. So I just want to take a few minutes to talk about fear. You know, fear is what keeps us stuck. It's seriously, seriously damaging. And a lot of times we don't even realize what our fears are because they're so deeply rooted into our unconsciousness that they're just there. But once you start becoming aware of them, like I said, it can be so empowering to let go of these fears and just watch yourself launch forward. You and only you are responsible for your failure or success. And once you kick your fears to the curb, you are going to soar. So I want to talk about the seven consequences of fear. The first one, fear breeds resistance. And resistance can keep you from opportunities. And this is kind of where that, you know, perfectionist comes in. You're either too resistant to put it out there because it's not perfect, or maybe you're resistant to change. But this can keep you from opportunities. You're going to miss out on things because you're too busy resisting them. Number two is insecurity. And insecurity can just eat you alive. And it's totally normal that we all have some insecurity. I mean, it's part of being human. But it can be very, very damaging when, you know, you're comparing yourself to others. You know, your self-confidence is really low. You know, it goes back to those six habits. All of them come from a place of insecurity. And number three is destructive behaviors. And these can sabotage us from moving forward and freeze us in place. And these destructive behaviors can be any of those six bad habits. And they can be even beyond that. They can be, you know, drugs and alcohol and other forms of addictions. So destructive behaviors come from fear. We wouldn't have those problems if we didn't have a fear. Number four, it stifles motivation. And we really need motivation to move along in our journey of life. If we're not motivated and inspired, man, that it's very detrimental to your personal life and your business. Number five, it stifles emotional and intellectual growth. And this keeps us in our comfort zone. And if we stay in our comfort zone, we're never going to grow further. You need to take a step out of that comfort zone. And it's super scary, but it goes back to those baby steps and just putting one foot in front of the other. Number six, it stifles effective decision making. You know, this is kind of like driving with foggy windows. Your judgment isn't clear when you have a fear. You're making decisions from a place of fear instead of a place of trust and security. Number seven, it stifles development of key skills. So you may never grow as a professional. And as you know, once we stop learning, we stop growing. And so it's very important to continue developing our skills no matter how far along we are in our career. Okay, so now we've talked about the seven consequences of fear. So now I want to talk about six key factors in overcoming fear. So the first one is to take small baby steps. One or two things each day to help you work towards getting over those fears and those bad habits. You know, that baby steps is so critical because if you just try to jump all in, it's going to be overwhelming and you're going to fall right back into those bad habits. So you need to take small baby steps, little bite-sized chunks. Number two, get positive motivation. So seek knowledge. Build your imagination. Seek other people's experiences to learn from. Find a mentor. You're not alone. Find a coach if you need to. Find an accountability partner. But you need to find some sort of positive motivation and inspiration to keep you moving forward. Number three is to start seeing failure in a different life. If you change your perspective, it changes things. So if you see failure as a bad thing, you're going to be fearful of failure. But if you see failure as an opportunity to learn and to grow, that's more of a positive. And failure starts to become less scary. Like I said earlier, failure isn't actually a failure unless you fail to learn from it. Then it is a failure. Number four, be in the now. Face your fears. Relax, Turn off the sabotaging thoughts and just laugh at the fears. If you laugh at the fear, you can't help but be in a positive place, Or being present and journaling your gratitude. Your brain can only think one emotion at a time. So if you are journaling gratitude, you're in a positive space. So your brain cannot be in a negative space at the same time. So be present and be in the positive. Number five, take risks. Seek new experiences. Be courageous. That perfectionist, it's going to feel like a risk letting go of some of that and saying I'm going to launch this product in 6 weeks and putting it out there to the whole world to hold you accountable. But it's going to feel so liberating. I know it's absolutely terrifying to think about it, and you might be like cringing at the thought. But just give it a try. You might be surprised at how it feels once you work through that. Number six, learn how to surrender and just be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up over things. Be patient. Give yourself grace and gratitude. So it's important that we start to recognize fear and beliefs and how they are totally self-sabotaging. They can be really scary and overwhelming to look at, but it is so vital to your own sanity and your success. So what can you do? What are some things you can work on right now to change those bad habits into positive habits? What are you doing to sabotage yourself? And how can you turn that around and stop doing it? Drop me a note on Facebook or Twitter. I would love to hear if you've had some insight or breakthroughs or aha moments. Like I said, baby steps. It all starts with one step forward. Taking that first step is the scariest step. But once you put one foot out, it's a lot easier to put the next foot in front. So thank you, everyone, for being here today. I hope that you were inspired. And I hope that you'll join me again on Monday, February 2nd. And I hope that you're inspired to grow your business and make more money doing what you love, because we really can do just what we love, and we really can have all the success that we want. It all starts with believing in yourself, and I look forward to sharing this journey with you. So thank you so very much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed the show, and have a really awesome day, everyone. Bye-bye.